Hello, this is Pastor Alan Fleming with Throne of Grace Ministries, welcoming you again to our website and thanking you for choosing to listen to this short teaching, but a great one. And the title of it is Anxious? Are you anxious? Several of you have related to me recently some attacks of anxiety. I have also been tempted with this old trick of the evil one. Anxiety can evolve from tension or nervousness to fear, to paralysis, to a persistent feeling of unknown or known impending doom. Note how the evil one perpetrates this trick on us over and over again. In AA meetings, you will hear FEAR treated as an acronym F-E-A-R, which means false events appearing real. The devil is just a liar. He's the father of all lies. He will lie to us until we fight back by telling him to shut up, while making a decision to believe, while making a decision to be fully persuaded beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Word of God is true. Once we make a decision to believe Jesus, there's no reason for anxiety. Think about God's message sent to us through His messengers. Every time Jesus or angels appear, the first thing they say to us is, "Fear not." Ask yourself why. Jesus gave me a message recently to give to all of the team members of one of my partners that I would like to share with you. The message is from the fourth chapter of Paul, the teacher to the Gentiles, in his letter to the church at Philippi. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. It is not a judgment, it's a wonderful promise. And this is what Paul instructed us to do, how he instructed us to live. 1. Be anxious for nothing. Remember that to be anxious for nothing is a moment-by-moment decision. 2. But in all things through prayer and supplication. What that means is to surrender your flesh and understand that it's not about you. Making a decision to believe the promises of Jesus is what it's about. Asking and therefore knowing that you receive when you ask comes from Mark 11:24, a teaching from Jesus. Therefore, I tell you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So that, for with thanksgiving in your heart. You see, what Paul is teaching us is this: be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving in your heart. This is a powerful directive. It means that we should make a decision to be thankful. We have thanksgiving in our hearts because we have made the decision to believe that we have received from our Father, who said that He has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and that He will give us anything if we ask believing, and that He has already given us all things. We should let our request be known to God. So, Paul taught us to be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving in our hearts, to let our request be known to God. We're to ask for whatever things we desire. So let our request be known to God. And we've been taught that it's a greedy to ask for things for ourselves. That's so wrong. We're to ask that we may receive. Here are a few of the promises of Jesus along these lines. Jesus is talking about asking and receiving. And these are His words. He said, "Until now you have asked nothing, but ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you good things if you ask? Ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Whenever two or more of you touch is agreeing about anything on earth, whatsoever you ask of the Father in the name of the Son, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified through the Son. Therefore, I tell you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them." Continuing his teaching, Paul said, "And the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Think about it this way. Paul is giving us a commandment, be anxious for nothing. And then directions for how to obey the commandment in all things through prayer and supplication. Again, this means surrendering our will, making a decision to believe the seen more than we believe the unseen. Not to deal with the situation, problem, or challenge in our minds or our flesh. And then he goes on with thanksgiving in our hearts. As earlier, make a decision to believe that because of our reconciled position with God, we've been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. Make a decision to believe that Jesus meant what he said in the promises you just read or heard. Making a decision to believe Jesus will cause a spirit of thanksgiving to come over us. Thanksgiving is evidence of a decision to believe. Finally comes the promise. What a great promise of the reward for obeying the commandment. And the peace that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus. I've literally counseled hundreds of people in all walks of life, and I assure you that the thing that people desire more than anything else is peace. Right here, the Bible shows us how to receive the thing we want most in life, and it's this simple. Make a decision to be anxious for nothing. There is a huge power promise to the receipt of peace. Your hearts and minds will be guarded by Jesus. Wow, this is a huge teaching. I promise not to go off too deep on this teaching right now, but trust me, you could write a novel about this one promise. Why do our hearts and minds need to be guarded? Because from the overflow of our hearts, our mouth speaks. And what we believe in our hearts will speak without doubt from our mouths. And we can have, most assuredly, we will have what we say if it is said without doubt, according to Mark 11:22-24. As you set the course of this moment, I pray and believe that this teaching will bless you and keep you on the narrow path with Jesus. This is Pastor Allen, thanking you for listening to this great teaching, signing off.